Hey, this is Kate with YogaHealer.com, and we had such an amazing Q&A session after the Make Your Money, Make More Money workshop that I decided to include it here as an audio. It's 30 minutes. I think you're going to learn a ton just from the questions asked. They're great questions. So go ahead and give it a listen. Yeah. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. I'm just curious if you could talk a little bit more about what online products are, because it sounds like the courses and things that you're offering online, I would understand that to be an online product. Am I wrong in that?
Yeah, an online product is typically something that when people buy, it sends them to a web page where they then download their, they download an MP3 file, or they watch a video, or they download a PDF, like a text or graphic document. And there's not an interactive relationship. So by definition, an online product is something that it's like when you go grocery shopping and you go to the store and you put a bunch of stuff in your cart and you check out and you leave and you have the stuff. It's like that. You didn't really interact with the grocer that much, right? You didn't like have a, it wasn't really a two-way relationship. And so that's usually the difference. And this is a key thing too with, like if you look at the kind of work you want with your clients, and this is what the connection economy is all about. This is such a great question, Kimberly, because the connection economy is about connection. It's about depth. It's about relationship. And what many of you have experienced in your wellness journey is that through your wellness journey, your sensitivity to connectivity has increased. The depth that you desire in relationship, maybe compared to how you were raised or how your schooling went, it's much more enhanced now. And you might find that the people that you went to school with or your colleagues, that you have a depth of connection that you might not have with your family members or with your like old friends from college. That sensitivity and that level of depth of connection and really community of care is something that healers and wellness experts are we're advantaged in the connection economy. We get this. We know how to do this. And when we get that this is what our clients, our students, our patients are actually looking for, that they can't get that through an online product. That they can't get that through a one-off yoga class or a one-on-one bodywork session. They can't get that kind of containment. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's such a good question. If there's not someone who has your back, right? Like who really cares about where you start and where you're trying to go and can help you, like can really guide and bring you through the journey. That's why on that worksheet where it says signature program, guide your group through the deep transformation they desire. Like what is a transformational journey? And you start to think of the kind of help people need in that. Because it is going to get rough, right? Like any story of, if we look at like the hero's journey, Joseph Campbell style, right? And we look at the hero and the journey, like it gets ugly. You know, it starts out, it's really exciting. We're going on a trip. Yay. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, the seas. This is out of, you know, this is a little out of control. No, the big winds. Like, oh my goodness. Oh shoot, we lost the map. You know, it's like stuff happens in the journey part. And so having the relationship, having someone that you can turn to, having the guide. And that's really what you all become in this, is you become the pillar, you become the guide, you become the expert, you stand in the light of the truth that you know, and you help them get through the difficult parts. The first time around, that'll be challenging for you, but the second, third, fourth time, you'll see that people have the same issues at similar times, and you'll see the patterns, and you'll actually be able to help people through those hurdles even more readily than you will in the beginning. So that's what will really differentiate what you're doing from just, from what someone's offering in an online, just in an online product. Good?
Yeah, thank you so much. That was great.
Yeah, you bet. Let's see, we'll go to Rachel and then to Anne. Hey, Rachel. If you've muted your, oh, there you are. Hi. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. Did you press one? Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and go on. Anne, and then Simone. And if you've muted your lines, go ahead and unmute your line. So Anne, you have the floor.
Hi. My question is, do you feel like your program is beneficial for massage therapists? Just because when I hear about, you know, increasing your money but not putting as much time in, because massage work is hands-on. So that's just my curiosity about the program and massage therapy.
Yeah, that's a good question. I have one massage therapist who, she was so successful in the program. She discovered she didn't want to work in that modality except for at a really high price point. And so she really increased her rates for higher dollar packages that included body work. But then she developed a whole other level of coursework, which she's really excited about. It's really taking off. And she kind of, I mean, when she talks to me about it, and she was on the last podcast too, Tanya, this is Tanya Mark I'm referring to. When she talks about it, she says that, you know, when she and I first talked about her doing this program, she had no idea what would happen. Like, she had no real desire to birth her own signature program. It happened along the way because that's what the training included. And it totally changed her life. And it's really changing her scope of practice and her depth of work and her kind of just the community that she's now really nurturing and fostering around her work in the world. But at the time, she had no idea. So I have seen that. I know often people have more than one modality as well. Like, some people will be body workers, but they'll also do Reiki, or they'll also know a bit about Ayurveda or something else. And what happens is, when you really look and about like what journey you've been on, you know, through body work, but also through other parts of your own personal growth, and you bring that in to how you work with your clients. Like, I have another massage therapist who's really into CrossFit and paleo. And so she finds that she attracts people that are into CrossFit and paleo, but that she has a lot more depth in those areas than they do. So she's starting to bring that part of coaching into building her program. And often that's what happens, is when you really own your story, it starts to unfold things that you do besides that, like ways you can help people besides just laying your hands on their body. It's hard, mm-hmm. you know, but it's hard okay. to know that from here, right? It's like, that can be the hard part, is we can be blocked by our own assumptions.
Right. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And just my quick question is, in your equation of the input of money, like your equation of this is how much you want in 2 years or 1 year, the cost is, are you inputting your, like, if we take your class, is that part, would that be considered my investment, part of my investment, or investment into getting that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I look back on it, how I've done it, I include the cost. I'm a massive student. I'm so good at being a student. I'm never going to stop being a student. Like, I love growth and I love learning new things. And I hire really, really good help, because if I can get there faster, it's going to give me a good return on investment. It's going to give me a better return on investment than something that'll take twice as long. And so when I look at that, there's that part of the investment. And then usually there's other investments as well. And some of those are, like, when I look at how I grew Yoga Healer, especially in that first 200,000 till I got to like the first, let's even say the first quarter million phase of my career, I bootstrapped it, right? So I paid I got good help, good training, but everything else I bootstrapped. And I teach a very low overhead business model, but it's not a no overhead, but the amount that you're going to have to invest beyond, getting good training, like, I would just say, like, you don't actually have to worry about that in the beginning, because you'll start to get a return on investment before you need to increase other, you know, or before you want to increase other things that'll just keep making it easier to make better living. Do you need an example, or does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. Thank you. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. You know, and just for those who need an example, like, some of my current costs are with technologies that I use. Other costs are with administrative support. Like, I don't do really much of any customer service for any of my programs. Someone takes care of all that for me. there's a number of people that I paid to do things that I just don't want to do because I'd rather provide value to people, right? I'd rather work with you guys than deal with like techie stuff. And most people that I hire are less than $10 an hour. They're amazing. It's been amazing growing a team. But when I started, up until that $250,000 phase, it was basically just some techie virtual assistants for less than $10 an hour piecemeal as I needed them here and there, and really inexpensive technology. Most technology that you need in the beginning is free. Like if, for example, say you want to have an email newsletter, until you have 500 people on your list, MailChimp is free. I'm sure Constant Contact has another version that's like that. Like if you want to put videos on YouTube, it's free. Most things are free until you get to a point where you're making good money and then you want to take things to another level and then you pay. But the amount you pay, if you have a solid business model, is such a small percentage. Like last year, my revenue went up 25% and my costs went up less than 10%, right? So to make that money, over the previous year's budget, like I barely put in any money to make it the whole thing make a lot more money. And that's what is like when you start to really get that, like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. That's where it starts to make a lot of sense. In that first $250,000, though, you don't really have to pay much money at all. Like you don't need to increase your spending much. You will a little bit, but not much. And the way that I work is like, let's see how quickly you can get a return on investment. In some of my courses, I'm just trying to think about this, like how quick it's often within 4 months, right? People are starting to see like, oh my gosh, I'm hitting more monthly income than I ever dreamed of. And that's where it's like the amount you're going to spend on tech or an inexpensive assistant, this is nothing. It doesn't even really compute. Okay, Simone. I think I beat that one to a pulp.
Oh, hi. Hi, Kate. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's up?
Hello? Okay, great. Thank you. You've really laid this out very succinctly. I have a number of small questions. Do you want me just to say them all?
No, just do one at a time because I'll lose track.
Okay. When you're talking about our current income, are you talking about net or gross?
Net.
Okay. And how many people generally are in your program?
Well, I take groups through, and so there's people at different stages in it, but in this next group, there'll be 20. We'll start April 15th. Okay. Yeah. And mm-hmm. Yeah, and there may not even be 20. It's like we'll really see who shows up. I only take people that I know can really do a great job. And so it's mm-hmm. I never really know how many people that will be until we start talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much individualized attention happens in this group?
I don't want to get into the details of the program. So if it's all about the details, just go ahead and apply mm-hmm. and talk to Alex. Because there's just, okay. There's a lot more information in there. But in general, we give live calls. And on live calls, anyone can raise their hand. So we have those a few times a month. So, and then people ask questions on the forum and I'm in there. There's other people that assist that are in there answering questions. So people get, what I look at, Simone, more than the details of this is what kind of return on investments do my students get? Right. That's really mm-hmm. the question is like, when do the details matter? And this is where for a lot of you who are used to showing up live to your yoga students, and if you try to change format, say you want to do something teleconference plus live workshops, or say you're used to working with your clients one-on-one and you want to start working in groups because you know the peer support aspect, the group support aspect is really what dramatically accelerates the wellness path of students. Like this is so big, you guys. If you're not working with people in groups, like you're, in my experience, you're handicapping the people that you're working with by not creating a peer support dynamic. But you have to educate your clients on that. And so they're going to ask questions like this. They're going to ask questions about like, well, I'm used to seeing you one-on-one. Like that doesn't sound like I'll get the kind of one-on-one attention I need. But again, what you'll need to remind them of is what results do you want? And when do you want those results by? because the way you're trying to solve this problem, like the way you're going about thinking about it in terms of, does this program actually have what I want, is from the, honestly, the limited perspective that that your student is in at that point in time. So they might not actually know what's going to get them there. And they shouldn't know, because that's your job, because they're not where they want to be yet. Mm-hmm. And you are where they want to be. And so that, it's like that limited thinking, it's just, it's so, so hard. And people get caught in the details. And it's like, oh, right. What we want to point people to, and you guys, this is how you'll be successful with this model, is when you really wake up to, it's about results. Are you getting results for the people that are coming to you? And if you are, what are those results worth to them? Right? What kind of return on investment are they getting? And when we start to go from there, we start to think of like, we start to see all the limitations in thinking that go into how our clients make decisions. And this is why, again, if you go back to the map and you see learn how to attract, engage, and enroll at a higher price point, this is where, again, I said most of you need a ton of work in this area, because most of us in here still make decisions based on the limited beliefs that we're currently acting under, instead of reaching for something else and starting to kind of throw, it's like you have to kind of like cast the net out. It's like, what if I focused more on the results that I wanted instead of trying to analyze if this has what I, you know, exactly what I think, and it gets tricky in here, but exactly like the way that I think it needs to work. Does that make sense?
I got lost at the very end. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Like for instance,
I think it needs to work.
Yeah. Right. Because if you have this idea, like the only way you're going to be able to double your income, if someone really holds your hand and works with you one-on-one and knows exactly, you know, and guides you personally one-on-one to getting there, like say that's your belief, right?
Mm-hmm.
But say that belief itself isn't backed up statistically. It's not actually a true belief. Like it doesn't actually register in the, right? Then it's like, to make decisions based on that belief will lead to more limitation, or it could be, or it could put you in, right? So that's what'll happen with your students too, you guys, is when you start to get to the selling component, you'll realize like, people make decisions based on ways they've made decisions in the past, which have gotten them to where they're at right now, which isn't exactly where they want to be anymore. It may have worked fine till now, but now they're really wanting to stretch and grow, which is why they're contacting me, because I help people go to the next dimension, to the next place. Most of you will be doing this in the realm of accelerating wellness, right? Like helping people get healthier quicker. And so when you see that, the people that are coming to me are going to be making their decisions from this limited place. Some of them will have never worked in a group before. They're not going to want to do that. But if what you get is that what they want is the result, and you help them bring that back to there, that you know how to get them to the result, and if they can trust you to help them get there, then they can really let go and enjoy the ride, so that they don't, you know, so they can actually trust that you can just get them there. And again, this only works if you do that beginning part of the training. If you really go through co-creating something that works, so you get results and you get testimonials and you refine your process. Because then you can say, hey, you know, maybe you're not actually that interested in these results. Maybe you're more interested in like looking for something that, whatever, that's not what we do around here. So it's a long way to say that, but I hope that's helpful. This is such a tricky terrain right in there. It's like how we think often we need to get somewhere, and what actually is effective often are two different things, which can be really hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you. This has been really, eye-opening.
Great. Well, good. I'm so glad. It's been fun being with you all here, and I appreciate the questions. It looks like we have one more. I'm happy to stay on. And I just have to say too, like in one of my last groups, we had four people over 60 enroll, and that for me was so heartening. Like I know so many times people discount what they can do based on ageism, based on low self-esteem, based on comparing themselves to others. And what I've seen in my program is people who don't really know if they, you know, they don't sense if they have it in them, but I can see from where they're at. I ask some specific questions. I can see if they can do it, if they can get to where they want to go and either say yay or nay, in or out. That can help. But what I've seen in some of my recent students that I've been working with in this past year, especially this over 60 crowd, is that it's like you can't teach an old dog a new trick, right? And when healers are working with healers and wellness experts are in the kind of group where they see all these different people who don't have the same story, and that it helps them really step into their own story, which helps attract the energy of people that are attracted to that story, join, like connect, and get the kind of help that they need, it becomes so, so exciting. So I just want to say that too, like, even if you don't think you fit the bill, like at least talk to us and see, because we can either get you ready for the next stage or you might already be there. All right, Amina. Hello. If you've muted, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hello.
There you go. Hi.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Hi. My question is regarding the co-creating.
Yeah.
So does that change as a yoga teacher, if you teach mainly students who just come to gain that yoga experience but may not be interested in teaching, how do you cater your target market to teachers as well as just regular, not regular, but just students who are just interested in gaining the yoga experience?
What kind of results do you want to get for people?
Well, I actually teach children. I have a nonprofit where we empower youth. I teach in the inner city.
Yeah.
Our goal is to integrate yoga into low-income communities through teaching it to children, allowing them to be in their more natural space.
Awesome.
Right. So my confusion, so what I find for me in this journey of sharing my experiences with my community and with children is my target market is confused sometimes. You know, because it's not like the children are paying. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So who is your target market? I mean, this is good. This is a really good question for you to sit with. I have another client who's in this program who her domain is flourishyoga.ca. She's up in Canada, and she has a huge heart, and she's really trying to make a huge difference up in Canada with yoga in the schools. And so her target market, she has a few. One is the teachers. Another is the school, school administrators that have a lot to do with budgeting, right? And so, right, you got to find out where the money is, because that's the only way,
right?
Another one of her target client markets is kids yoga teachers, who either don't have access into the classrooms, or they don't have an umbrella that they're operating under, right? Or they don't have the training to start getting into the classrooms that they want to get into. So those are three. There's a fourth, which she doesn't use yet, but she will in the future, which is the parents. Because, you know, the kids can learn this stuff at school, but unless we're changing what's happening at home. So in the beginning, it's just going to be, you're probably just going to pick one of those. Maybe it's the school administrators. Maybe it's the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the...
I've actually been working with... I'm sorry to cut you off.
It's okay.
But I just wanted to... I've actually been working with the parents.
Oh, great.
So I don't really... I teach... Yeah, because I teach in a private school as well as another nonprofit, which is a community-based program. So I teach... That way I'm able to interact with the parents, because that's one aspect of, like, targeting the causes of why our children go through the symptoms, you know, targeting the cause as opposed to the symptoms. And by interacting with the parents, you're able to enroll the parents as well as the students into a transformation as a whole family, as opposed to a child as an individual.
Yeah. Great. That sounds great.
Yeah. But
so, yeah. I mean,
so thank you so much. That was great.
And it's a little in the nonprofit sector, it's a little different. But in like, if you're, say your target, say your signature program is to help the parents, right? And it's geared towards mm-hmm. the parents helping the kids. Awesome, I love it totally. And you can combine parents and teachers really easily in that same group, because often the teachers are also parents themselves, or they're in the class, you know, they're in the classroom, and so they want a lot of the same skills. So combining those two markets is great. What you may find though is that where the funding comes from is different, right? And so instead of the funding coming directly from the parent, the funding might come through grants, right? It might come through school mm-hmm. budgets or admin. So what you do with the same model is you just look at like that whole dot, like where are the dollars actually going to come in? You still need the results and the testimonials. You're just applying them more towards, you have a whole marketing, all your marketing goes more towards where the money's coming from, the grants or the school admin stuff. If you don't target that,
okay.
the whole thing falls apart because you don't have the money to sustain
right.
it. Right. And that's the biggest problem is
right.
so there's another level of complexity to your model. But if you just know that, if you just know like, okay, right, the money at some point, it's probably going to be copay or the parents aren't going to show up. Right. So you need to use that copay model where the parents pay 30% and the grant pays 70%. And then you go after the institutions mm-hmm. in the same sales process you'll learn through this. You use that same exact process with the grant administrators and with the admins at the school.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you don't have that part of it, it doesn't work because the money doesn't come.
Right.
Okay. Thanks. That's a great question. All right. And last one, Liz. Liz Rotulli.
Yeah,
hi.
Yeah. Hi. How are you? I'm one of the old dogs. I'm 65 and I'm close to retirement. And one of the things that I'm looking to do, and I've been doing this for the last 5 years, is getting some deeper training in Ayurveda. Also working with yoga studios and their yoga teacher training programs. But having been in business for all these years, I've been in the printing industry being project manager and such. But I'm trying to take the skills I've learned in business thus far and transform them into something that's going to be in a completely different model. So that's why I'm interested in listening to you. And I do think we can learn new tricks, and we do have a lot still to offer. I'm really excited about the next 30 years of my life.
Awesome. I mean, seriously, Liz, if I look at it too, like 60 now is like 40 was 100 years ago, right? Like 80 is like 60 was. Like when we really do those life adjustments of time adjustments, it's like, okay, by the time you're 65 or 70, you, especially if you've been into wellness for long enough, you're starting to get a massive differential between where you're at and where your peer group's at. Massive differential.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's like
absolutely.
Different yep. species
I,
by that point.
I actually... Yeah, and I'm actually able to teach what I teach so well because I've lived it long enough that it's apparent that it does work.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the beauty of it. Now, the other thing I want to mention in what you brought up is that I find, you guys, I use all of what you got. And it's so important to find someone that helps you use all of what you got. So if you have project management skills, if you have sales skills, if you have team management skills, all of these come in so handy and it makes it easier. It's like whatever skills you have, they just plug in, ding, ding, ding. Like I had one gal, this was in the yoga health coaching certification where they use my signature system. I have in the biggest difference between, for those who are wondering, between yoga health coaching and the business course signature system is that in the one, you create your own. And in the other, I say, here, this is tested. It works. Use this. I'll train you how to use it. Just get on to sales. And so she had a background in sales and she sold out her first 20% or 15% program at $1,000 within 3 months of just like switching business models. Now, the same thing's true with project management. If you already know how to manage projects and all of a sudden you see your website as a project or you see filling your next course as a project or developing your course as a project, right? And you have all these different projects and you know how to project manage, ho-ho. Massive leg up. So to me, it's exciting, you know, when someone like you who's earned the wisdom, has lived the lifestyle long enough and has different skills to bring to the game, really decides to bring it all together for impact. It's very powerful.
It is. But thanks. I enjoy everything that you do. I will say that. It's great.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Well, I look forward to getting to know you better. All right, everyone. It's been a blast. I can't believe how many people stayed on for Q&A. It's really great to be with you all and to introduce maybe a different way of thinking or pump in a little bit of inspiration or a little bit more guidance in this journey of really stepping into the connection economy, fully empowered, ready to take your really what you know out into the community in a deeper way. So thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for caring about your career. And I hope you all have a wonderful next phase of growth. Okay, namaste.
So if you want to apply to the Yoga Healer business course and get in before the price increase April 1st, go to yogahealer.com/YBC-intro. And you'll see right there, you can go into an application. We'll also send you a 1 hour sort of overview of how this all works. And you'll get right into a conversation. So again, go to yogahealer.com/YBC-intro. It'll bring you there. Or just go to the Yoga Healer website and scroll down on the left side. You'll see business training. Click on there and it'll bring you right to an application. Awesome.